Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm tired of it. I am sick and tired of it. I'm not going to be played anymore. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous that at this point in my marriage, I still get played. And, I'm not mad at my husband. It just, yesterday, apparently the kids were off, so we were all going to spend, the afternoon together. But I'm like, I got to go grocery shopping. And one of the kids is like, well, I got to go to Lowe's. So, of course, hubby gets out of, going grocery shopping and helping me with that, because it's not the grocery shopping. I hate shopping. I hate going grocery shopping. And I even hate more getting the stuff out of the car and then having to bring it inside and deal with the dog and not let the dog run out and then the dog wanting to eat because they smell some of the food. And I just hate going grocery shopping. I can't stand it. Yet all of a sudden there's something at the hardware store going to Lowe's. And nobody even bought anything. I saw it. My kids didn't even buy anything at Lowe's. It's just my husband has now gotten them in on it. Where, look, if you want to get out of doing something for mommy, say you're doing something, for the house or hardware-wise. Now, I love Home Depot. I would rather be at Home Depot than Lowe's. I was at Home Depot yesterday. In fact, it was interesting because Home Depot, they were telling me that, I'm like, give me the receipt because I don't want anybody to think I stole this or whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, we've got tons of people in here stealing. The people are stealing all the time. We'll talk about that and the crime in a little bit. But, man, I would rather be in a Home Depot and Lowe's than a grocery store. Well, all of a sudden, kids are like, yeah, Dad, let's go to Lowe's. We need to get that plasma laser. Oh, yeah. Mom wanted me to fix something, so we have to go get that plasma laser cutter. All right. So, honey, I'll meet you back at home. We're going to Lowe's. And I looked up plasma laser cutter. Oh, hell no. There is nothing I ask you to do around the house that requires a plasma laser cutter. That is some bullcrap right there. And I guess that's what I think they're looking for. But isn't that like thousands of dollars? We can't even afford that. What the hell are you doing? But I get that. That's what these guys do. And again, this could be a heterosexual, homosexual relationship. Whoever in your family is the one that does the kind of handyman stuff, handy person stuff in the house, they are going to take you for a ride. So it's like let's say I don't want my husband to spend a lot of money on stuff. In terms of you keep buying all these things and he'll keep buying ammo. And he's like, well, yeah, remember you wanted me to, I needed you to kill a spider. And you went and you left for an hour or two and you brought back a whole bunch of ammo. Okay, the spider's still there. I get it. If you want to buy extra ammo, just tell me you want to buy extra ammo. But don't be using it under the guise of, yeah, that little spider that I need you to kill, right, or get out of the house is why you have to go and spend all this money. And they do that. And so, ladies, for those of us in this stereotypical position of, we wives not knowing how to do the handy person stuff around the house and requiring the husband to do it, let me teach you on how to do some things by yourself. Because every time you ask your husband to do something around the house, fix it, whatever, they have evolved to now take advantage of the situation that when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. My husband has totally figured it out. So he will disappear for hours, right, at a store or just leave the house or whatever. And so if I want him to help me with something, I better not give him a duty around the house. I should actually hand him the duty. Now, I know some of you, ladies, if you're like me, you're like, oh, my gosh, there's so much stuff around the house. We could do it. We could take care of it. Okay, so let's say you have, like, a squeaky door, or let's say there's something that isn't right. All right? My dad taught me that WD-40 works for everything. So go and get some WD-40. Even if there's a spider to kill, I think you could just spray the WD-40 on there. I think WD-40 works for, like, everything. Let's say something's just not working right. Stick a nail in it and hammer it. As long as it's not metal, as long as it's not electricity, you know, like, let's say a picture has to be hung up. We could do that ourselves. Honestly, if I told my husband I need a picture hung up, he's going to... He's going to be gone for hours. He's going to flee, act like he needs to get paint swatches. All sorts of stuff. To heck with it. We can do it ourselves. Look, it doesn't matter if the picture is crooked. The reason why we ask our husbands to do it is because they say you have to find the stud. And you got to find the stud. You can't, you know, I'm spitting when I talk. You can't nail it into the wall. You got to find the stud. Well, he has that Star Trek beeper thingy. And I know where the Star Trek beeper thingy is. You take it, and then it, like, will beep when there's a stud, you know. And I'm like, well, you're the stud in the house. Oh, thank you. You know, but still, that doesn't work. He'll still, like, flee for, like, hours at a time doing whatever, claiming, well, he had to help me put up a picture in the house, and he had to get supplies. It's ridiculous. By the time he does that, I figured it out. So find the stud, which, by the way, we could tap. You could see if the tap sounds different, there's a stud. You don't necessarily need the Star Trek thingy. Then he uses a level, right? He'll put the picture up, and I have to help him. By the way, the reason why I ask him to do it is because I'm busy. But then he drags me in. I have to help him put the picture up because it's a big picture. And I'm like, well, I thought you're a man and you could do everything. So I'm working anyway, and then he's like, I got to get the level. So I'm holding this picture up for him to just get the level. He's like, To hell with this. I don't want the picture. You know, a lot of you guys who have been to my house, you said, Dahlia, there's no pictures. That's why. If I can't put it up myself, it doesn't go up. It's just, I am so sick of it. I am. I'm just sick of it. You know, the other thing, too, that my husband does, and I love to death, is when he does do something, he makes a mess. So there'll be paint, there'll be drywall crumblings, there'll be tree droppings. So that the mess was worse than it was before. Look, we're on to you. All right. And trust me, I'm going to give you more chores now. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess today is Margarita Day. Did you guys know that? Today's supposed to be Margarita Day. I'm not having a margarita. I usually have margaritas on Cinco de Mayo. Not sure why, it's just there's always margarita specials, but I guess they're supposed to be specials, because today is Margarita Day, and it's supposed to be an all-day party, but it's usually, held on February 22nd, and it's known as Tuesday or Taco Tuesday. There's discounts at Burger King, Grubhub, but the big day celebration is not so much that it's Margarita Day, and I'll look into the history of that, because I think margarita is really, really cool. It's one of my favorite drinks. But the big story is, it is 222 22. So palindrome memes are all over the place. 2-22-22. Now, some of you are like, no, it's 2-22-2022, so it's not a palindrome. A palindrome is where it's a word forward and backwards, like mum, tut, nun, you know, where it's the same word backwards and forwards. That's a palindrome. So military time is 22 at military time. So at 10:22, that's going to be 22:22 on 2/22. So I don't know if people have sex at that time. I don't really know what you're supposed to do. I'm going to be asleep probably at 10:22:22, but people are going to be all over the place taking pictures of their phones, which is fine. And keep in mind, in England and in Europe, they put the date separate from the month. So you know how we go, we say it's February, so second month and the date, the month, the date. They don't do that. They go the date, month, year. It kind of makes more sense because if you're going from specific to general, you know, I mean, but we do it differently. So they have 22/2/2022, and so that's how they do it. And it's actually a palindrome that way. Some of you don't care. I get that. I realize it. But apparently that's supposed to be, I guess, a real big deal. But interestingly, we're going to have a lot of 22% discounts today. We're being told that Grubhub, Burger King are doing 22% discounts. AT&T will shut down its 3G network today. I don't think that's going to be discounted, but they're going to shut down their network. There's supposed to be a bunch of restaurants and things like that. United has a deal for Mileage Plus members, where if you book a flight, any of the airline's 22 daily departures to London get 22,000 miles each way, 44,000 miles round trip. Fees start at, I guess, 209. I don't know. Burger King, 22% off. Wayback Burgers, you get a burger for 222. Tim Hortons, Timbits. I don't live near Tim Hortons, I don't think. They have discounts. McDonald's has, I guess, a free 10-piece chicken nugget if you download the app and you join the rewards. And then Wendy's has a bunch of stuff, too. Crook and Marker have Margarita Day. So Margarita Day is pretty, you know, going to be exciting. Chili's has $3 margaritas. I don't know. I just had no plans. I didn't think it was going to be Margarita Day. I have absolutely no plans tonight. Grubhub, 22% discount. White Castle, a $2 breakfast slider. Taco Bell Tuesday has deals. So, all right. So, for those of you that want to enjoy the deals, great. Go ahead and do it. We got bigger fish to fry. So, remember we talked to you guys about the car thefts with the catalytic converters, where people are stealing people's catalytic converters because they could glean out the palladium, the platinum, the rhodium, and palladium and rhodium are worth way more than gold. And so they could glean out that, and they could sell it and all that. Well, apparently there's other thefts that are bringing in a slew of money, and that's beehive theft. So this is interesting. So apparently people rent out beehives to pollinate their flowers. And so it's that's got to be a pimp, prostitution, there's got to be something, you know, unethical about that, but I guess they do. Bees want to pollinate, you know, and when bees kind of go around flower to flower, how they pollinate is on their big tushy, they get some of the pollen. And when they go from one flower to another, they basically expose one flower to another flower's pollen, ooh, and then it causes reproduction. And so bees are very necessary for plants with flowers to pollinate and propagate. And so when you, let's say, have a harvest and you want to ensure growth, you don't want to leave the lovey-dovey up to chance. And so I guess these growers rent out beehives. Somebody will bring them a beehive. Yeah, they're paying for this. They take it. And then they let the bees, I guess, how it works is the beehive is next to the farm. For those of you guys that rent out beehives, tell me how it works. But my guess is they have the beehive next to the flowers. The bees do what they want to do, try to get their pollen, nectar, whatever from the flowers. gets rubbed on the tushy. They go from, you know, they take the tushy to the other flowers, they pollinate, and then they go back to the hive, and then the hive gets used for something else. So I guess the bees are happy, because, but they're kind of loaned out, and I don't know, just something just, it just rings of prostitution. So beekeepers from around the U.S. are now trucking billions of honeybees, as long as those trucks are not going on the convoy, to California to rent them to almond growers. Almond growers need the insects to pollinate the state's most valuable crop. But as almond trees start to bloom, blanketing entire valleys in white and pink flowers, beehive thefts are now becoming prevalent. That beekeepers are now turning to GPS tracking devices, surveillance cameras, and other anti-theft technology to protect the colonies. Apparently, hive thefts have been reported throughout the country. Three hives containing 60,000 bees were taken from a grocery chain's garden in central Pennsylvania. And so I don't know where they put the bees. I don't know if they leave them at their house. I mean, if anybody in my house said, look, Mom, look at what I got. You know, this is worth a lot of money. And I'll be like, oh, what is it, a catalytic converter? And they're like, no, it's a beehive. I'm like, get the hell out of there. Get it out of there. Wait, I got to stop by Home Depot first. I got to stop by Home Depot first. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Okay, anyway. So in the past few weeks, 1,036 beehives, according to ABC News, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, were reported stolen from orchards statewide. The largest heist involved 384 beehives taken from a field in Mendocino County. This prompted State Beekeepers Association to offer a $10,000 reward. So you care for the hives all year long, and Claire Tosner wrote on Facebook, only to have them stolen from you. And mind you, these beekeepers, they love their bees. They really have an affinity towards their bees, because they could wear the bee suit. And they could kind of play with the bees, and the bees are like, oh, how cute. I mean, I love animals. I've just never gotten lovey-dovey with a bee. It's not easy to really, you know, bond with a bee, especially when they sting you. So investigators have found frames used to hold the honeycomb belonging to Helio Medina, another beekeeper who lost 282 hives a year ago. He said the theft devastated his apiary. Is it called an apiary or apiary? I don't know, a beeary. And so he put GPS trackers inside of the boxers, inside of boxes. That's a way to smuggle out a beehive. You stick it in your boxer. That'll be good. He also strapped cable locks around them. Remember I told you guys to put cable locks around your catalytic converters? He strapped cable locks around them, installed cameras nearby. As the almond bloom approaches, the hives become valuable, and then he had to drive patrolling the orchards in the dark. He said, we have to do what we protect ourselves. And the thefts happen at night, usually. No one's in the orchard. The bees are back in their hives. Because, again, it doesn't make sense to take the beehive if the bee is on the phone. You need the bees. So they take the hive, because bees, I think, are very particular. I don't think they go into each other's hives. You know how we used to run around, you know, in the 70s and 80s and go into each other's houses and use their bathroom and all that? Now, it's not like that. So they get out of our hive. So they steal to make money, and then the bees just die. So a tiny supply of bees and soaring pollination fees jump now from less than $50 to rent as much as $230 per hive. So the prices are going up. And California needs to produce their almonds. Why? I guess they use almonds in, like, the chocolate bars. See, that's my thing. I might just leave the almonds out. If there is an almond shortage because of this bee thing, I am very happy to sacrifice my portion and my ration of almonds. I don't need them. Go ahead, keep the almonds. I'm totally fine with that. I don't need. I want my chocolate unsullied. Don't be out putting almonds. Some of you guys drink almond milk. That's okay. I get it. But beekeepers are now, like, you know, they got to protect their hives. Guard it with their life. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Germany says it's scrapping its plans for the Nord 2 pipeline after Russian President Vladimir Putin started sending troops into Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he decided to reassess the certification of that pipeline. He said, in light of most recent developments, we must reassess the situation, in particular regarding Nord Stream 2. The situation has fundamentally changed. It's the first significant economic consequence for Putin's Russia after the escalation of that conflict in Ukraine. The U.S., EU, and UK also promised formal economic sanctions later today. President Joe Biden has begun interviewing candidates who succeed Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. Top names said to be under consideration include Ketanji Brown Jackson, who serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C., California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, and Michelle Childs, federal district court judge based in Columbia, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News. The United States Supreme Court brought a formal end to former President Donald Trump's request to block the release of White House records sought by the Democrat-led congressional panel investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. The court's decision to formally reject Trump's appeal follows its January 19th order that led to the documents being handed over to the House of Representatives Investigative Committee by the federal agency that stores government and historical records. A federal jury has now found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. The men pled not guilty to one count of interference of rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were each charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm in relation to a federal crime of violence. The McMichaels and Bryan were already convicted in state court of murdering the 25-year-old black jogger and are serving life sentences. The McMichaels are also not given the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, going back to COVID, all right? So much still going on. People keep asking, when do we get to use ivermectin? Well, you know, ivermectin, a lot of us doctors have been excited about because early on in the pandemic, doctors, one of whom was in the Virginia Medical School, had said, look, this is what you could possibly use as part of this regimen to treat COVID. And then after Trump had brought up hydroxychloroquine, people were like, oh, gosh, man, don't bring up ivermectin because otherwise people are going to politicize that too. And so ivermectin started to be, I guess, in the underground, you know, sort of, you know, being prescribed in private. And throughout the pandemic, you hear so many people who have gone on social media saying ivermectin worked, ivermectin worked. There's about 84, I believe, clinical studies going on right now looking at ivermectin. But some of the results are kind of mixed. We just had a Malaysian study that said it doesn't work. But we have multiple medical schools now saying we're studying it. And they wouldn't be spending time studying it if they didn't look at some of the evidence going, this is worth looking at. So let's just kind of recap what's going on with ivermectin so you guys are aware. So WTOP is reporting that UVA Health has signed on to a national study to look at ivermectin use in COVID as well as fluvoxamine. Fluvoxamine is the antidepressant SSRI. Even though we use SSRIs for a variety of things, it's only FDA approved as an antidepressant. But fluvoxamine, known as brand name Luvox, has had some very fascinating data when it comes to COVID. And here we are in year three of COVID, and we still don't have access to medication to treat it. Even though there is Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, most of us don't have access to it. And monoclonal antibody treatment centers have started to be, closed because the monoclonal antibodies don't seem to work against Omicron that well. So at this point, we're like, well, what could we use? Well, people have been using these other medications now, even hydroxychloroquine, for a while. So there's a lot of pressure on, okay, so guys, can you please give us some clarity on what's going on? So UVA Health has signed on to a national study. 15,000 Americans are going to be expected to be involved in the trial, according to Dr. Patrick E.H. Jackson. While we have some great new drugs for COVID-19 in outpatients, supplies are limited, and it is still important to find potential new treatments. Thank God, hallelujah, I agree. And again, if you find data saying it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. You know, but you know, at least let's figure out who it does work in, who it doesn't work for, because it just, we keep getting conflicting results from studies. They say the drugs are cheap, widely available. They can have a huge global impact if we find they're effective for COVID. So fluvoxamine, as I said, antidepressant, SSRI, ivermectin has been used to treat parasitic infections. And so for this particular study, participants must be about 30 years old, have tested positive for COVID within the previous 10 days, and have had at least two COVID symptoms for 7 days or less. Now, participants do not have to live near a research site. The medications can be shipped to their homes at no cost. So it's a fantastic study. They're not the only one. I think University of Michigan, there's a Minnesota university that's also looking at ivermectin. But one of the latest studies came out of Malaysia, and they said it didn't work. The study that had come out of Malaysia had found, let me see if I have some of the, got the Baghdad study here. Let me see. I apologize. This was a study out of the JAMA Internal Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. They looked at 490 patients. The average age was 62.5 years old with mild to moderate COVID. And they spanned 20 public hospitals. And they found ivermectin did not prevent progression of disease. Now, one of the limitations they cited in their study is, well, they only looked at an older population. What about the younger population? Can ivermectin work for these younger people? You know, so when a study says something doesn't work, we always have to evaluate. The reason why, you know, the ivermectin story isn't case closed is because just because one study says it doesn't work doesn't necessarily mean it's looked at all the applications of it. It's an important study and it should be considered. But if their average age of the patient was 62.5, maybe, you know, in the Malaysian population, there might be different genetics. What about the European population? What about the North American population? So it can't rule it out entirely. And then we have multiple other kind of data sets looking at, hey, this is something we should look at. Ivermectin has been used in Brazil, Latin America, the Caribbean. And so East Virginia Medical School was one of the first to have published something suggesting that we could use ivermectin optionally as a single dose to treat mild symptomatic patients at home. And this was published early on in the pandemic. And so since then, there's been multiple people going, well, let's try it. Let's, you know, it worked for me. I think Dennis Prager used it. Aaron Rodgers used it. Joe Rogan used it. And so people are like, well, I want it too. But keep in mind, they also use monoclonal antibodies. They also use hydroxychloroquine. So it's hard to say just because it helped Aaron Rodgers or Dennis Prager, or, you know, we can't necessarily say it was just the ivermectin. It could have been the hydroxychloroquine. It could have been the monoclonal antibodies. It could just be Aaron Rodgers is a healthy guy. Dennis Prager might have been healthy. So that's why we can't necessarily use that as, you know, complete science. Now, a study last summer in the American Journal of Therapeutics did find ivermectin to have a potential significant impact, and they said that using ivermectin early in the clinical course can reduce the numbers progressing to severe disease. So they suggested that this could be very impactful globally. Another study found it also efficacious in limiting disease, but only in mild cases. This was in Dhaka Medical College. They found a 5-day course of ivermectin in 72 hospitalized patients to clear their virus sooner, even earlier than those in combo with doxycycline. So that was interesting that ivermectin plus the antibiotic did worse than just ivermectin alone. But again, it's a small study, but it's another study. Then another study out of Baghdad was with 87 patients. They looked at ivermectin added to a hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, or ZPAC combo. And they found that it increased the combo's efficacy, shortened hospital stay. So, you know, you guys are probably confused, and I get it. Because somebody's going to say, well, you know, that study wasn't good, or maybe that study wasn't good, or that study wasn't done well enough. And that's important. When people have concerns about studies, if a study is faulty, that's fine. But, you know, sadly, you hear everybody bag on these positive studies, and then the Malaysia study is like, oh, there's a study that says it doesn't work. So when you see that medical schools or like UVA Health is like, no, we're going to move on, we're going to study it, still, we're enrolling people, that means that there is something to it. And I've told you guys from the beginning what I think is going on. What I think is going on is there are some people where the medicine helps, some people where it doesn't. Just like with hydroxychloroquine. Some people took the hydroxychloroquine, they had cardiac issues, they didn't do well. Others, they claim it saved their life, and doctors swore by it. So I think what we're learning is because COVID could affect people differently, the treatments could affect people differently. And we have tried to put everybody in the same box. Everybody with the mandates, everybody with the masks, everybody with the vaccines. And we learned, just like we learned with Neil Cavuto. Neil Cavuto was vaccinated, but he said he was one of the three presenters that didn't get, you know, enough immunity. And he was in the hospital and in the ICU. We knew something was going on with Neil Cavuto at Fox News because he was gone for a period of time. And there were tons of hosts like Charles Payne and other people hosting the show. They did a good job, but we knew something was wrong with Neil. Something was up. Well, yeah, he was in the ICU with COVID pneumonia despite being vaccinated. Now, he has multiple sclerosis. He fought stage 4 lymphoma. So, you know, his immune system is down compared to others. But what we need to identify is who does ivermectin help and who does it not. Nobody said something has to be an all for one or a, you know, one size fits all. And that's my guess on why the data seems to be conflicting. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So crimes and rapes and thefts, I mean, just have skyrocketed. And I think I saw a very, very frightening statistic in Atlanta where the rapes have been up like 230%. Let me see if I could find that. It's just 236%. 43% rise in murder in 2022 compared to the same time last year. I mean, that's frightening. Rapes up 236%, burglaries up 18%, shoplifting 4%. Atlanta Police Department shows homicides are up 43%. And so Buckhead City wants to create their own police department to fight the rising crime. I've been to Atlanta multiple times. I love Atlanta. It's an amazing city. There's so much culture, and the food is fantastic. You got the Coca-Cola factory. You got one of the best, I think, aquariums in the country. Atlanta, it's a fantastic city, fantastic state. But man, I mean, you know, everywhere around this country, in terms of major cities, they are dealing with some huge rises in crime. People are blaming the soft on crime mayor and the pandemic lockdowns causing the crime in the city to start to spiral. And so, you know, it's frightening because, 236%, you know, February, it's only February 22nd. You know, we're talking 53 days, it's already up that high. It's a problem. In New York, a Siena College poll shows that the vast majority of New Yorkers feel that crime is a serious problem statewide, thinks the state should amend its bail reform law. 6 to 10 poll respondents believe crime is very serious. Another 31% felt crime is a somewhat serious problem. Well, it all depends on where you live and where you are. But, you know, once you're affected by it, you're like, oh, this is horrible. We need, you know, that's what stinks. It's subjective. You know, I mean, somebody loses a family member who gets shot and killed. I mean, their whole world is crashing around them. And it would. I understandably so. And they probably feel that the country and the world is falling apart. Somebody who's just watching it on the news and sitting there going, okay, well, let's just switch channel and watch Netflix, they're not feeling it. And then until it hits them. Yeah, and so, yeah, some people, yeah, their catalytic converter might get stolen. Somebody's beehive might get stolen. But it's more than that, and this is a growing trend. And, you know, I told you guys, I was at Home Depot yesterday, and I was... I bought something, but my kids were still looking for something else. So I'm like, look, can I buy this now? They go, do you need a receipt? I go, yes, I want a receipt just so nobody thinks I stole anything. And they go, yeah, we've had a bunch of people steal stuff today. A bunch of people steal stuff today. So basically, people walk in, grab stuff, and leave. It's everywhere. It doesn't matter what part of the city. It doesn't matter. People feel like, and people who weren't criminals are turning criminal. They don't think anything's going to happen to them. They wear a mask because remember, they're still, even though masks have been loosened up, people are wearing. I see people all the time wearing a mask. They have a ski mask on. See, in the olden days, if somebody had a ski mask on, you'd think they were a robber. They were going to rob the bank. Now people are running around with that for quote unquote COVID. So I don't recognize anybody. People have to open their mouth, you know, so I can tell who they are. Luckily, people recognize me because of my hair, you know, and my voice, you know, when I was in my mask. But I don't wear a mask now, so people can recognize me. But somebody's walking in with a ski mask, they grab something, they walk right out. Nobody's going to do anything because they don't want to get shot. They don't want to get killed. And many of the employees there were women. You know, and so not that they don't know Krav Maga, or they aren't Navy SEALs, or they are, you know, adept in law enforcement. But, they could be pregnant. They could be, you know, do we really want them putting their lives on the line for somebody stealing a hammer? But the problem is once crimes get to happen, and once they, you know, are overlooked, and there's no penalties, it keeps going. People will start with a finger, then they'll take a hand. So in New York, they have a new mayor. Mayor Eric Adams, and he has a new subway safety plan. Why? Well, because the subways are now dangerous. People are getting raped, attacked, pushed into oncoming trains. So he has police issuing summons for people not paying their fares, stopping people from sleeping across multiple seats, and they are going to mobilize more teams, especially the lines, the A, the E, the 1, the 3, the N, and the R. Each team is going to have 2 police officers, an outreach worker, and a clinician. They plan to address homeless and provide services as they see them, though they do not expect they will get to the end of line portion of the initiative on this shift. As part of the plan, anyone who doesn't get off the train at the end of the line will be escorted off. So, yeah, those are where I guess people just stay on the subways the whole time. They just kind of live on there because it's warmer and it's, you know. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's obviously a scary time. Our police officers are already overwhelmed. They're understaffed. They're exhausted. Teachers are overwhelmed. We're seeing teachers because of short staffing, and they're getting exhausted. People are quitting. They're quitting the healthcare field. They're quitting. Who's not quitting? Putin. Putin is moving forward. Apparently, he said his parliament gave him the go-ahead. Well, of course, because, you know. As a result, we're hearing that Biden was supposed to come up with some sanctions. In the meantime, Germany Chancellor Olaf Scholz has announced that he is halting the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline from Russia. Joe Biden is also told to get tougher on Russia. I mean, again, I'm not a big foreign policy expert, so I think, you know, if there was going to be any sanctions or any warnings, it should have been done months ago. At this point, Vladimir Putin has over 200,000 troops. He's already, I think the shelling is already happening. There's already people and separatists already in there. But what America should also be realizing is we might have quote-unquote separatists or quote-unquote terrorists or whatever that have gone through our very loose and porous border. Because when you want to take over a country, the first thing you do is, decades before, you get your own people inside. Now, I'm not saying we have Russia or Chinese spies. I mean, we could. But, I mean, we have had people infiltrating our border now for a while. And we look and go, oh, poor Ukraine. Well, have we been? Are we doing everything we can to make sure we're vetting who's coming into our country? So, you know, I told you that there were a lot of parallels, you know, between, you know, this and World War II. And people have asked, do I really think World War III could happen? One, you see the parallels, absolutely. I think, you know, because it's not going to be just Putin. It's also going to be China. And who knows, North Korea may, you know, Kim Jong-un may be like, oh, yeah, you know what, I might as well take advantage too. And so, you know, Hitler demanded self-determination for all German-speaking peoples living in the Sudetenland, asserting that they should no longer be a part of Czechoslovakia, Austria, very similar to Russia not wanting, you know, Ukraine to be its own separate entity, even though that was determined with the fall of the Soviet Union in 91. And so Putin trying to restore the country's former empire is exactly what I had said weeks ago, which was a parallel with Germany, trying to restore what they lost after World War I. And so, the cry of, well, you know, you guys started it with the, you know, you guys aggressed it. We weren't, you know, it's not us being a bully. There's just so many parallels. And so, sadly, this could be very, an ominous sign. And if, Poland and NATO countries get drawn in, we get drawn in a lot quicker than we got drawn in World War II. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.